This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Ryan McAniff. He is the owner of Well Aware Care, a fall detection and remote monitoring service for seniors living at home or in senior communities like assisted or independent living communities. And Mr. McAniff, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
And the pleasure is certainly all ours, and we are appreciative of what you're doing on behalf of Well Aware Care. So let's dive right into things here. What is Well Aware Care and the service that you offer? Let's start there.
A Well Aware Care Service is a remote monitoring and fall detection company. What we do is we are basically a software company that integrates already existing hardware that's out in the marketplace. And we connect all of those different pieces of hardware to have a kind of a 360 ecosystem so that families can know what's going on in their loved ones' homes without needing to have cameras, without asking seniors to wear buttons or pendants that they have to remember to press and remember to wear. So what makes us different from everybody else is all our devices work in the background, and there doesn't have to be any interaction on behalf of the senior to determine if a fall has occurred or if emergency services are needed.
No doubt there is certainly a need for this, and we appreciate your introducing Well Aware Care to our audience here today. Now, how did you get involved in this company specifically? Get into some of the details there.
So my day job is doing private home care services. So families call us up after a crisis with one of their loved ones and get private caregivers to come in the home and help them for whether it's a few days, a few weeks, or a few years. And we have seen over the last, you know, 3 or 4 years that the costs have gone up dramatically and more people can't afford ongoing services to stay in their home. And so I ended up finding out about the owners. Their names are Bob and George, because they had a family member that unfortunately passed away. And they didn't find out about that until a day later because, you know, they had a heart attack and died. And so they said, hey, there's got to be a better way and a better system to know when somebody ends up on the ground. And so through kind of just general networking and kind of luck, we bumped into each other. And I was concerned about, you know, my industry pricing itself out of the market, and they were trying to provide a low-cost solution to families that aren't looking to spend a lot of money on private home care or can't afford that. And I thought that this service was a great bridge in between when somebody's kind of starting to decline versus when they actually really need a lot of home care services. And so that's how we got involved, and why I wanted to get involved, because I saw it firsthand in my business how many people got their parents a PERS device, you know, the help I've fallen and I can't get up buttons, and they forget to wear them, or they fall, they're wearing them, and they refuse to press the button because they don't want 3 ambulances and a fire truck showing up. There are some drawbacks to having those buttons and having those wearables. You have to use them. You have to remember to wear them. And that is a big problem for a lot of families, convincing their loved ones to do it. And that doesn't even include if a loved one has memory issues and they don't even remember to wear the PERS device because, you know, they have dementia, and that's a challenge in and of itself. So we really wanted to have a foundation of helping families, offering them a low-cost alternative to some of the more expensive services that are out there.
And certainly some helpful information, and certainly understand better why you decided to get involved in this company. Now, how is it different from other fall detection companies like PERS?
Yeah, so I mean, at the end of the day, what we want is devices that work in the background. So our fall detector uses radio waves or radar technology, basically to determine where somebody's center of their chest is. And if they drop down more than 3 feet and lay on the ground for more than 90 seconds, we automatically send a text message, an email, and a phone call out to an unlimited amount of contacts. It doesn't automatically call 911, but it can reach out to 150 friends, family, and neighbors with text messages and automated messages saying, hey, we've noticed a fall at, you know, Mrs. Smith's home. You need to investigate this. And so the reason why that's different from other PERS is that a lot of falls aren't necessarily a catastrophic fall. A lot of falls are a slow fall where somebody, you know, goes down slowly. They don't necessarily injure themselves, but they just need somebody to come over and help them get back up. And so when you're, whether you're in an assisted living or you're living alone at home or you're in an independent living, one of the problems that comes with this is that, you know, if somebody's on the ground for 4 hours, even if they didn't break anything, they're just too weak to get back up on their own, they're going to the ER as a precaution. And so if you can have somebody over there within 5 minutes or 10 minutes of somebody being on the ground, well, you can get them back up into their chair, or get them back with their walker, and you've avoided an unnecessary ER visit. And while that to somebody who's 40 or 50 or 30 years old doesn't sound like a big deal, going to the ER and waiting in a ER room for 8 hours or 6 hours, it can be a real problem for seniors. It really can zap them of their energy. It can make them weaker coming out than when they came in. And of course, you have an old person that is around sick people, especially now with COVID. You are opening that kind of Pandora's box of entering into an area where there are a lot of sick people that have diseases or colds or the flu. And do you really want to be there for 6 hours because somebody was laying on the ground? And so our devices prevent that from happening.
Well, I'd say that's a huge perk and a differentiator right there for sure. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Ryan McAniff. He is the owner of Well Aware Care, a fall detection and remote monitoring service for seniors living at home or in senior communities like assisted or independent living communities here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Senior Care Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, why is this important for seniors to have? That may be a no-brainer, but maybe there's something we've overlooked and we need to hear about.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not an overlap in the sense of, most of the time, families do not know what to do, and they are worried that they're going to cross a boundary with their parents. And the facts show, and what we've seen in private home care and in almost every situation, is families are 6 months to a year late. You know, they decide to get services for whatever it is well past the point when they should have been getting services. And so, you know, why this is important for seniors to have is you want to have this to be proactive. And so that when, for a low cost, you are going to be able to install these into your house very easily and be able to see what's going on with your loved one. And hopefully nothing's going on with them. Hopefully everything's going fine, but you have the peace of mind that knowing that if something does go wrong, you will be alerted to that very quickly. And then you can start making a plan on what the best course of action is as somebody starts to decline.
Also, Mr. McAniff, if you don't mind, what is your data showing you with falls? I'm sure that would be some interesting feedback and information there.
Yeah, so I mean, we're finding that for the vast majority of our seniors, we're seeing that falls are occurring in the threshold from going into a hallway into the bathroom. Entering and exiting the bathroom is where we're seeing falls occurring with a lot of our clients. But the idea behind these devices, so we have two main devices. One's a fall detector. It's about the size of a hockey puck. You stick it on the wall with one of the 3M command strips and plug it into the wall, and it uses Wi-Fi to determine where there are falls. But it's also essentially a motion detector. And then our other device is a smart bed pad that goes under the mattress that can tell when somebody's getting up at night, what the quality of their sleep is, how many hours they're sleeping for, their respiration rate, their resting heart rate. And so these data points can be used by a family member in conjunction with their PCP to make decisions on what's going on with their loved ones. And so what we find is that families don't have the data to be able to make a decision on what's going on. So in our world, the saying is the best indicator of future falls is past falls. If somebody's starting to have a fall, you know more than likely they're going to have another fall in the next 6 to 8 weeks, and they're going to definitely have more falls over the next year. So the point being is that if these are in somebody's home and you can go into the cloud dashboard and see the data that's going on with your loved one, with Mrs. Smith, for lack of a better term, and you can start seeing that she's had falls, but she's gotten up on her own from those falls, and we record that information that if somebody falls and then they get back up on their own, we record that as a recovered fall. And if you start seeing these recovered falls, you know that the volcano is rumbling. You know that there is going to be problems down the road. And what our hope is being able to give families data to make decisions are going to allow them to make decisions earlier that are going to hopefully prevent that catastrophic fall. They're going to hopefully be able to change the trajectory that a senior is on to be able to make sure that they're safer at home. And that doesn't necessarily mean you need to get 24-hour home care like I sell, which is very expensive. It might mean that you have an issue with a pet. Like maybe you have a cat that's causing these trips and somebody's falling. Maybe you have just extension cords that should be completely rerouted, or you have tripping hazards like rugs on the ground that are causing a trip because a senior isn't getting their foot up high enough to cross over that. Like I said, the threshold from going into the hallway to the bathroom. Maybe it's putting in grab bars, which are relatively inexpensive and can save huge amounts of money and time and energy and somebody's safety by having something sturdy to hold on to. So the idea is that if we can empower adult children to be able to see what's going on in their parents' homes, they're going to be able to be proactive in the type of care that they get and make not only their parents live longer, but have a better quality of life. Because the vast majority of people that I talk to don't want to be stuck in a bed because they've broken their hip and their mobility is completely gone. They want to be able to be mobile and independent. And if we can prevent some of those big falls by being proactive, we can have a better outcome and a longer quality outcome for these seniors.
Again, tremendous what you offer in the space, and we can't thank you enough for joining us here today on Well Aware Care and for getting us up to speed on what it is that you offer and the importance of having this technology in place for senior communities. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to hone in on as we do wrap things up today on the program?
Yeah, this is something I always like to end these with is one of the things that we always recommend our clients to do is go to a website called fivewishes.org. I have no affiliation with them, but they allow you to start having an advanced care planning program. Basically, they have a system that you can download that you can have these conversations with your loved ones and your parents, and everybody should do this to, you know, say, hey, listen, if I get hit by a car and I can't make decisions on my own, what happens? And I can promise you with what I've seen in private home care and with Well Aware Care that you are doing not yourself a service, but you're doing your family and loved ones a service by making that plan for if that hopefully never happens. But if it does, you will be eliminating a lot of stress and sometimes infighting in families if you have your advanced care plans and your healthcare proxies and your advanced planning done. So I always recommend people go check out fivewishes.org, and it's something that is a real gift to your family members if unfortunately you're in a situation where you can't make decisions for yourself.
Well, I'm sure you've piqued interest for those that where this would apply, and I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get further details online on Well Aware Care. Where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, just go to wellawarecare.com. It sounds exactly like it's spelled, wellawarecare.com, or Google it and our information will be right there.
And as always, you can find this link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. McAniff, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Ryan McAniff, the owner of Well Aware Care, a fall detection and remote monitoring service for seniors living at home or in senior communities like assisted or independent living communities. And for all the details, visit wellawarecare.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.